Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean. It's the long weekend edition. To be honest, it'll probably be about the same length as other editions, but it is stuff from the long weekend. We've got the coalition process to discuss. We talk about how easy it is for South American football fans to get tickets to watch their team play here in New Zealand. Kimbra, one of my favourites, joined Kate Hawksby on Saturday morning. And Andrew Dickens talks about McDonald's, I think. I'm not sure what that's about, but we'll find out at the end of the pod. But before any of that, as I predicted on Friday, I have witnesses. The All Blacks lost.
It was amazing. And I love the comment of Michael Checker post-match where he said, mate, I just said to my 90kg guys post-match, running inside lines is probably not the smartest thing to do, Matty.
Yeah, and I think he's being generous with 90 kilos there. I think that Fowler would be pushing sort of 82, 83, I reckon. I mean, but there was commitment from both teams last night. I thought, you know, the conditions were always going to be difficult when they ran out there, and you had to play a bit smarter. I thought your boys did that a little bit better in controlling the game and playing field position. But, you know, these guys have been talking about their systems. They've been talking about wanting to play this certain way since June. And it's had success on occasion. And then at the same time, you know, I've been critical of the way they play sometimes, not just punching the corner and playing a bit smarter. So, look, they got the job done in the end. It was heart-in-mouth moments. But, you know, it came down to a decision from Michael Hooper to go for touch. And that was after a quick tap from Will Genia. And I sat in the commentary box and went, no, like, you know, this is a chance to put themselves in the front. But they chanced their arm and Corabetti scored that try in the corner up against, well, it was Mackenzie Corabetti. You knew the result was always going to go the way of, you know, the Australian winger.
Former Wallaby Matt Burke there. I just thought that this was the most predictable thing. Because this has been the trend, certainly in recent years, of the All Blacks just having an anti-climax, really. It's no different from against Ireland and Chicago. It's losing games that everybody says that they will win easily because they're not. There's nothing on the games. They don't matter. I saw it coming. Doesn't make it any less depressing. A bit like watching the coalition talks in some ways.
The two people who talked a lot about this being all about policy, we haven't really seen any yet. We don't know. We know immigration's getting cut. We know tax won't be. But the finer policy detail of who won what, and more importantly, who conceded what, remains a mystery. Maybe next week, they say. I feel like an entire series of Game of Thrones would be shorter than this. James Shaw may well be the smartest person out of all of this. He's in a safe place. Should a new coalition government start to unravel, I think he's somewhere where, I'm not saying it is going to unravel, but if it does, he's in a good spot to rebuild and rebrand. He's in a prime seat to observe and learn, but only time will tell. National, who go into opposition as the largest opposition ever with 44% of the vote, should just stay the course. Keep their elder statesmen and women, their established brand and team. Bill won, he should stay there, as should Stephen Joyce, Paula Bennett. The heavy hitters shouldn't move. They should just sit back and watch the Jacinda and Winston Theatre and wait. But back to Winston for the final word, which he always gets anyway. If he wants to look cohesive and respectful and worthy of the position he's now got himself into, he'd be well served to take a leaf out of the Labour Greens book on the humble kindness front and stop parading around like a peacock. As Kendrick Lamar says in his award-winning song, sit down, be humble.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the first time a News Talk ZB host has quoted Kendrick Lamar. So Kay Hawksby pushing the boundaries there, standing in for Jack Tame Saturday morning. Well, let's go back to Tony Beach from Saturday afternoon now, because this guy is a Peru fan. Peruvian, I think, is what you call them. And he can't believe how easy it was to get tickets to watch his team play.
Do we know how big that away zone is? Because, as you say, there's been a Facebook campaign, Chino, set up of the Peruvian fans. It's sort of a united call to come out and support you guys. It looks like there could be somewhere like about 1,000 of you in the stands. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, from what I heard, it's like 1,000, 1,100. But I personally think it's going to be at least 2,000 of us, or more, if not more.
And the other thing about this as well, it's not just the Peruvian community in New Zealand. Now I'm hearing stories of guys and girls arriving out of the US, out of Australia here. I know the visa issues have been resolved to get those from your homeland here as well. I mean, this is big for you guys. We're talking about what it means to the All Whites, but this is big for you guys.
No, yeah, definitely. From what I'm hearing is people from, some from Lima, some from America, Singapore, Europe, Australia, Japan. Yeah, like you said, it's really massive for us. So yeah, it really means a lot. So that's, yeah, everyone's coming from all over the world.
What's the general viewpoint here of the Peruvian fan base here, Chino, in regards to the threat that the All Whites pose?
I think there's half who think it's going to be easy, and there's another half who, to be honest, know about football. So we know we can't take New Zealand lightly. I personally think Chris Wood is a massive threat for us, and he's a really one to worry. I'm not taking the All Whites lightly. I think we have to, once the game starts, we gotta win at least by 3 goals to be comfortable and go back to Lima with that.
Yes, that's right. I mean, if the All Blacks have taught us anything in the weekend, you should not take results for granted. And I'm sure Peru will have taken note of what the All Blacks did, and they'll completely cane the All Whites. Anyway, you never know. Kimbra, she's a Hamilton, an ex-Hamiltonian, like me. So we're basically brother and sister in many ways.
I just want to say congratulations on the book. You are 27 years old. You seem to have a lot of wisdom.
Thank you very much. I was really honoured to take part in that. It's such a beautiful project, you know, and so many amazing women involved.
It is a cool project, and it is about, for people that don't know a little bit about the book, it is about gender equality, and it's quite a beautiful and moving collection of the interviews and the photographs, and it must have been a real privilege to be involved. But regarding gender equality, is that something you feel you have to fight for in the music industry?
Well, obviously the music industry is pretty male-dominated, especially behind the scenes. I mean, we all know a lot of incredible female artists, but, you know, when it comes to the process of making music, you know, studios are often filled with a lot of male engineers, and, you know, you have to learn quickly how to, assert yourself and kind of get your point across. And I think for me, I've always tried to let my work speak for itself and really be well educated on my vocabulary in the studio and really kind of, try to, but it is difficult at times, and you feel sometimes you are having to maybe push a little harder than men at the same age or the same sort of, you know, status in their career. So I've definitely experienced that, especially being a producer as well. You know, when you're working on a more technical side of the music industry, it's easy to maybe for people to make assumptions that perhaps you're not quite at the same level or and so I've definitely, I don't know, I feel a really exciting movement going on where, and this book is a perfect example, we need to hear women's stories. We need to stop making assumptions. We need to hear women talk. And men, of course, we need to hear men talk about their experiences with women. And I think that's the point, isn't it? It's about people being able to have a voice and actually everyone speaking up to make sure everyone's got the same opportunities and given the same chance to prove themselves. For their work, you know.
Can I just say, if you ever get the chance to see Kimbra live, take it. She's one of the best live acts I've ever seen. Great. Not just a great singer, great musician. I rest my case on that. What did Andrew Dickens have to say about McDonald's? What's happening here?
And here's the thing, there's nothing wrong with McDonald's unless you eat too much of it, and that's not the producer's fault. I wonder whether the people at Middlemore Hospital are also prepared to turn down money they get from tobacco and alcohol excises because that money is, as well, dirty. It just seemed nuts to me. It seemed like political correctness gone mad. 16 years ago, my son ended out at Starship because he had a hole in his skull. It meant his brain grew into his nose. He had major surgery to repair it, 3 days in ICU and a week in hospital. At the end of it, we went down the lift. And you know what we did? In those days, they used to have McDonald's and Starship. And we walked into McDonald's, and he had a fillet of fish hamburger. My boy is now 18 years old, perfectly recovered. He does not remember that desperate fight for his life, but he sure remembers that burger. It was a reward. It was a treat. And that is the thing about fast food. It's a treat. Some people are stupid enough to think it's a regular diet, but they are a minority. And now that reward is gone, and now the people at Middlemore are saying they won't take charity money to help 3,700 families, to help people with sick kids. I just think it's nuts. Don't you?
I tell you what I think. I've got to stop putting those sorts of comments at the end of the podcast because it just gets me thinking about McDonald's at 5 to 5 in the morning. And now I'm just so hungry. I'm going to go and make a coffee, but I reckon that won't really help. And I've got a banana in my briefcase. I reckon that won't help that much either because really I'm thinking about a massive McMuffin. I am Glenn ZB. That has been News Talk ZB, the long weekend edition. Yeah, like I say, not really that much longer than a normal edition, which we will have tomorrow. I'll see you then.